This is Matt from the band Spoken. You are listening to Do Not Keep Silent.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
I believe it was 2 years ago we did some interviews and basically made those into podcasts that are all about Lizzie's life of coming out of Satanism and all this exciting stuff. But you can go find those. We're gonna link those up to this. But Lizzie, for our listeners who have no idea who you are, can you just share in a nutshell, because we got plenty to talk about, just about that and, you know, why should we even be listening to you? By the way, he is the guy that's officially in charge of the HM stage at Sunshine. Security, that's right.
All right. The small version, grew up as a military brat, and at a young age, my sin issue was grand. I mean, as a small child, I stole stuff. As I got older, I got better at it. I got involved in drugs and alcohol. I got involved in Satanism. I got involved in sexual immorality on a grand scale. And you know, whenever you talk about your past, it's always real easy to glorify the sin. And a lot of times when you see people that do testimonies and they give an hour of the quote-unquote glory days and then 10 seconds about I got saved, Jesus changed my life, and I'm a better person now. So you name a sin, I've been involved in it probably. And it was through the prayer of many saints that I came to Christ. And you know, when people say, well, I've been praying, you prayed for 3-4 times or 2 weeks and you gave up. These are people that prayed for months, every day, some of them multiple times a day, for my soul. They didn't just want a little something, they wanted it all. And they wanted God to transform me from a Saul to a Paul. And that's what I was. I mean, I hated the church. I hated everything it stood for. I took pride in the depth of my depravity. And God's changed that. Now, it's been a work in progress. You know, I still have to deal with thought process. You know, whenever you're a Satanist and you think like a Satanist, and it's not just some goofy kid sacrificing small furry woodland creatures in a graveyard at 3 a.m. You know, we're talking about the religion founded by Anton LaVey out of San Francisco. You know, it's real easy to fall back into that thought process when you're not staying in your word, when you're not attending church, when you're not doing what you're supposed to spiritually. It's real easy to fall back into old sinful thought processes. I just celebrated my 12 years as a Christian, June 20th. 12 years as a Christian, 11 years off of drugs, 9 years off of the bottle, 6 years off of cigarettes, I don't know how long on pornography, don't have an exact record on that one. I'm thinking about caffeine and sugar, but I really don't want to give those up. I like my espresso and I love chocolate.
Okay, I want to ask you a question then, because you said you became a Christian 12 years ago, and 11 years ago you gave up drugs, 9 years ago you gave up the bottle. Now, wait a minute though, you became a Christian, you didn't give those things up right away?
All right. Can God drastically, supernaturally transform you on the spot? Yes, he has. I've seen it happen. And it's a glorious thing. For a lot of us, though, Paul talks about it. He's like, I try to do what is right, but I don't do it. I try to do what is wrong, or I try not to do what is wrong, but I do it anyway. But just either previously or right after that, he talks about how we're new creations and you know, everything's changed and we're not that same person. Well, when you research the verses, he's talking about habits. He's talking about thought process. He's talking about behavior. Can God supernaturally transform it? Yes. For most of us, we're a new creation, but we have to unlearn things. Repentance isn't just stopping something. When you look up the way the Jewish community looks at repentance, it's not just stopping. It's the idea of I'm stopping and I'm physically changing direction and going in a new direction. It's not just that I'm stopping the road I'm on, but that I'm changing roads. And so, yeah, it took time. It was a progression. And it's worth more to me because I do still struggle with it sometimes. You know, I was dealing with stuff the other night, and I'm like, I'd really like to have a beer right now. And I haven't had that feeling in years. But it helps me remember my reliance on the Lord. I can't do this without Him, and I know that. Some people are like, oh, you just need to have willpower. Willpower is crap. Willpower is a false sense of pride. Willpower is all about me, not about God, and there's no real power there. I have to rely on God to stay sober, and it is a progression, because as God gives you victory in areas, that's when He will open up other areas, and you're like, hey, I've arrived, and He's like, no, you have other stuff to work on.
You know, there's a lot of people that listen to this show who are not Christians, okay? And I think what you're going to have to say should Christians need to hear too. But for the non-Christian who's listening and they're like, well, you're no different than me then. What is the difference, meaning for you, that you're a Christian? What makes you different from someone who's not a Christian?
Being a Christian literally means being a follower of Christ. Jesus Christ, personal Lord and Savior. And we could get into definitions of what it means to be evangelical or Protestant or Catholic, whatever, but I am a Christian. Some people say, oh, you're goth. No, I'm a Christian first. Goth is second. I'm a Christian first. I am a husband second. As a Christian, I am growing constantly. There is no arrival. I will reach perfection 30 seconds after I stop breathing on a permanent basis. Until then, it is a progression. And hopefully, I'm progressing down the right path. What makes me different from other people? As a Christian, we should look different than others. Not just in appearance. Because in 1 Samuel 16, Samuel sent... go anoint the new king, David, son of Jesse. His eldest son is brought out, and Samuel, who's a prophet of God, he communicates with the Lord. He's like, this must be the one. He's tall, he's handsome, he's rugged. And God's like, you're looking at the wrong thing. He's like, where man looks at the outward appearance, I look at the heart. And one of the ways people see our heart is through our words, through our actions. How am I different than non-Christians? I don't swear. Every once in a blue moon, a vulgarity will pass my lips, but I don't swear. I the Bible states that, you know, coarse language should not pass our lips. And as a Christian, I believe in the Bible. Starts with the very first sentence. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Either that statement is true and everything following it is true, or that statement is false and everything else is false. There's no picking and choosing. If you take a glass of milk and put one drop of lemon juice in it, it sours the whole thing. You cannot have mostly true. So when you're trying to dig into the Word, it's going to challenge you. I don't swear. That's hard. I grew up swearing. I'm trying to work on sarcasm. Because the Bible says that God, the world will know us by our love for one another. Sarcasm is a joke meant to hurt or wound another. There is absolutely no love in there. And people are like, tough love? No, that's not what tough love is. I have edited what I watch, what I read, what I listen to. I have very little secular music in my collection. Not to say that the secular artists aren't talented. Trent Reznor, extremely talented person. Prince, extremely talented person. We could debate on whether or not the Beatles are talented or not. But it's all about them. It's not about God. So you got to look at the message behind the artist, the message behind the movie, the message behind the person. And that tells you what direction they're taking. Talented artists, but I don't like their message. I don't like the direction they're taking people.
Find us online at worldviewwarriors.org.